Episode 3336, Choose the Imperfect Path.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for the weekend? I mean, like, seriously, because I'm counting down the days. It has been a long week already, and we are getting close to the end. But first, we've got to have some inspiration, motivation to really ring in the weekend. So choose the imperfect path. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Okay, I have some exciting news, and it's top secret. Top secret meaning I can't tell you all of it, but I will tell you this. Create Your Now, the website, is under revamping. It's being redone. It's being, renovated. Yes, it is. But with that comes a very, very big surprise. One that will keep you safe and allow us to still come together. And it keeps me off social media, meaning that we don't have to have like Facebook groups and all of that. So that's your teaser. So I want you to stay tuned right here because it is hot off the press. I just got the email yesterday, so I am playing with it right now. So hopefully here, cross your fingers, before the end of March, we will be launching it. So stay tuned because I want you to come in and enjoy being part of the family. I'm just absolutely thrilled and it's going to be great. Like literally, I cannot tell you how many cool things are happening. So hang on to your boots if you wear boots during this season. I mean, it is kind of winter in some areas, but I'm thinking like cowboy boots or cowgirl boots, whatever boots you wear, okay, whatever it is. Just hold on tight to them because we are going to have a lot of fun. But before we get to all of that, we've got to be inspired to be the best person we are becoming, right? To go ahead and reach for the stars because in the midst of life's chaos and uncertainties, the perfect path may seem elusive. Like, how am I ever going to get there? But what if the key to success lies in embracing imperfection and navigating the journey with resilience and determination? Yes, do you have that? Do you have that? Because if you do, you need to choose the imperfect path. You know, Tony Robbins, a renowned author, motivational speaker, said, "Where focus goes, energy flows." Are you one who's focusing on the wrong things? Are you focused on wanting everything to be so perfect that you're missing the actual perfect plan, which is imperfect? Confused yet? I know, hang in there. Because when you look at what Tony Robbins said, where focus goes, energy flows, it's this idea of choosing the imperfect path, right? By directing our focus towards our goals, even amidst imperfection and setbacks, you allow your energy to flow towards progress and growth. Even if you have a setback, you're still going one step, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Zig Ziglar, you probably heard of him. Yes, I know. He's a great dude. And his son is also, I've had the opportunity to meet with him. But you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Thanks, Zig. Well put. Are you willing to start? Or are you just holding on to this whole thing of I've got to have everything perfect? You know that website I was telling you about, like createyournow.com? Okay, go over there. I guarantee you when you go over there, it's not going to be perfect. You're probably going to find some typos. You may even hear me say a couple things on the episode, and for some reason, I forget to put it in the show notes. I don't mean to do that on purpose. It happens. Now, I will tell you this, though. We've got an incredible thing going on right now. March Madness, oh yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. It's called the Thought Madness Bracket. I have to think through that before I say it because I always want to say March Madness. And that is not my term, right? But Thought Madness is. And so go back to episode 3333. Yes, you can't forget it. 3333. And in the show notes, you will find the link. Go download the Thought Madness Bracket. It is fun. It's going to make you think a little bit more and dive deeper. And we're going to work on this here over the next few days as March Madness plays out. So we're going to have kind of our own game happening. Not really sure what that looks like, but for whatever reason, it was just one thing that just jumped out to me. And I think sometimes that's what we need to understand. We don't need to be perfect. Because we're not ever going to be perfect. We're not ever going to have arrived until we get to the other side called heaven, my opinion. And I'm not ready to be there yet. I'm ready to stay right where I'm at and continue to grow and stretch, continue to serve, continue to love. And then when God calls me home, then I know I will have arrived, but not right now. I got a lot of work to do. I've got a lot of change to happen, right? Change is a constant. And so I want to continue becoming who God wants me to become. And I want to take those steps forward. And if you're looking for perfection, you're not going to find it. You just aren't. So stop it. Seriously. Taking that first step, no matter how imperfect or uncertain you are, it will truly propel you forward on your path to success. It's about embracing imperfection as part of the process, not a standalone, not a, oh my goodness, portion. It's part of the process and understanding that each small step contributes to the bigger picture. Are you doing that? Are you willing to choose the imperfect path? Or you say, nope, I want to leave my butt in this chair because I like how it feels. The road to success, my friend, is not a straight line. It's a passionate zigzag of failures and victories that leads to progress in the pursuit of your purpose. Now, if you're like, oh, I like that one, yeah, go to the show notes. It is a good one. It's a deep one. Chew on it a little bit. I know I did when I wrote it. It's one of those things where you're like, wow, okay, I know my life doesn't have a straight line. I mean, yeah, it'd be great, but it's really more of a zigzag of failures and victories. And guess what? I'm here still talking about it. My friend, choosing the imperfect path means accepting the ups and downs, the all-arounds, the failures and successes as integral parts of the journey towards realizing your dreams. Again, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Stop trying to run a sprint every single day. You're running a marathon. That's the journey that you're on. Now, yes, at times are you running faster? Of course you are. At times you sprint to get a few things done? Yes, I know I was doing that a couple days ago. I was on deadline. I'm on deadlines right now with about three other things. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get it all done, but I'm going to. Somehow it's going to happen. But if I sit here and wait for the perfect time, the perfect place, for everything to align, the stars to be right, the weather to be perfect, my house to be all put together, it is never going to happen. And I don't use the word never very often, but I'm here to tell you, it's never going to happen. And there's truth to that. And so if you're going to sit here and say, gosh, you know, but I need all of this to fall into place. I need the finances to fall into place. I need the timing. I mean, my kids, they're not getting any younger, but gosh, I just need about another three or four more years. Really? You know, when you get to that three or four more years, they're going to need more of you. I don't know what it is, but as my kids get older, they need more of me. I'm like, seriously, this empty nesting thing, I don't think is ever going to work out for me. Why? Because they'll be out of my house, but I'll be in their house. We'll leave that for another episode. So to you who is just struggling, wanting to keep your eyes open and focus on the main thing, remember that imperfection is not a roadblock, but a stepping stone towards growth. So embrace those challenges. Stay focused. Watch as your dreams become a reality. Your imperfections make you uniquely equipped to navigate the path to success with authenticity and purpose. God has a plan for you. Are you ready for it? Well, you can't be ready for it if you're not ready to move right where you are. And that means choosing the imperfect path. I could sit here and go on and on forever about imperfect paths. But a lot of the things that I have done in my life have happened because I jumped. Now, I jumped and I knew what I was jumping into. I knew the risks involved. I also knew what could be accomplished and what could be lost. I knew the possibility of failure, right? And I did educate myself in saying, this is the next right step for me, right? That one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But it wasn't that I was caught on, but all these things have to align. Now, some things, yeah, popped up. Man, I can tell you story after story. I'm like, oh yes, God wink after God wink after God wink. And there are other times it was just, I just knew. Like, I just knew. And so I stepped out in faith and did it. So choose the imperfect path with courage and determination, but choose it wisely, right? If you need to, consult with a coach, a mentor, a confidant, someone that you trust. If you're married, I would have that conversation with your spouse for sure. Embrace the journey, celebrate the victories, and grow through the failures, because you're going to have them, lots of them. Success is not about perfection. It's about resilience, perseverance, and the willingness to choose the imperfect path toward your dreams. Get set, ready, go. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.